Welcome to the Sabres is Good weekly podcast. Each week, Chris Kernan and I will discuss our thoughts on the past week's Sabres news and what we feel is relevant for the current and upcoming weeks. This is a show for Sabres fans. If you'd like to share your thoughts with us, you can email the show at saberspodbox@gmail.com. Hello, Sabres Nation. I'm here, as always, with Chris Kernan.
How you doing, Sabres Nation?
And we're going to give you the 10th episode of Sabres is Good Weekly. We're going to do this show once every 2 weeks now, because it's just going to be too hard with both of us, you know, college and stuff. But during break, it was nice doing it every week. But that's about that. News for the team. We had our win streak snap at 6. Shootout loss. It went very deep in the shootout, and the Leem just looked terrible during that shootout. Did you catch it at all?
I did not catch it, but I mean, I was kind of surprised. Ryan Miller is our shootout guy. He's pretty dang good at the shootout. So, I mean, to have Leem even go that far, and I think we sort of let him down. It sounds like we let him down. I didn't see it at all, but
Leem was like spinning around, and like the shots that didn't go in, the player missed. It wasn't because of Leem.
Oh, really?
Like every time he tried to poke check him, when that didn't work, he like stuck his legs in the air and hope he like stopped the shot. It was terrible.
Jeez.
Well,
I mean, next game I'll try and see it and see how he does or whoever we got in that, you know.
Yeah, he just got nervous.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get into we played two games since last time we did this.
Right.
That would be the Toronto Maple Leafs last Friday and the Avalanche with the game that the Leem started last Saturday.
Right.
We won the Maple Leafs game, 3-2.
Yep, scored 3 goals and then had the Leafs come back on us a little bit, but I guess held strong there and won it out.
Yeah, Lindy Ruff was talking about how terribly the team played in the last 10 minutes of the game. The Sabres. That's why we let in the one goal really early, but then like they were just shot after shot, and Miller had to make a lot of saves to stop them from almost tying it. They almost did a few times. Right. Myers was great in that game.
Yeah, I mean, 3-point night, 2 goals and an assist. Not too bad. He's really coming along.
Definitely, I would say so. That's about all for that game, really, right?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Butler, 2 assists. It's pretty productive for a defenseman.
Miller faced a career high in shots.
That's right. How many shots was that? That was like maybe 50.
50. He faced 50 shots and stopped 48 of them.
Wow, okay.
That's pretty good for a 60-minute game. It's a lot of shots.
Yeah, that is pretty dang good.
Yeah, and then since, you know, there was back-to-back games, they had to start Leem for the next one.
Right, the road trip coming up.
Right. And you know what? It kind of makes sense. Like, if you're going to... Like, some people say, you know, Toronto's the worst team, so should you play Leem then and then Miller against the Avalanche? But also, Toronto's in the East, so you don't want to give up points to the East if you're going to lose. You know what I mean?
Right, if you're going to lose, you want your best and that sort of thing to try and win it, then, yeah, I mean, we're playing the West. That's second game in a row, second game in 2 nights, and it's not a big deal if you lose to a West Coast team.
Right. And we still got a point out of it, so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the Sabres have gotten points. Our point streak's still alive, even though the winning streak's dead.
Right, the past 7 games, right?
Yeah, unless did we lose in regulation the game before the winning streak started?
Well, why don't you let me check that out real quick?
I'm not quite sure.
We lost in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, no, it was a shootout.
Lost in a shootout, so yeah, that's an 8-game point streak.
Before that,
we lost.
Yeah, so that's great.
That is great.
Catching
up on the Devils there in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think our last 10 is way better than theirs. They're probably like really sad right now or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's... outlook for the rest of the season for our Buffalo Sabres. I don't know. My thoughts are I definitely have changed since I've...
Since last time?
Since, I don't know about last time, but since the beginning of the podcast. I know I said we would be one and done the first round, or I could, yeah, I definitely agree with you more and more as the Sabres play more games. We could definitely win the division. You know, then depending on that, get a second or third seed. And it looks like right now we'd be playing Philadelphia, which wouldn't be a bad matchup for that for us because they're right on the edge of the playoffs pretty much. The two teams outside the playoffs have 48 points, and Philadelphia has 49 points in the seventh spot. So,
you see a Stanley Cup in the future?
I definitely could. I would say maybe Eastern Conference Finals or a cup run I don't think would be out of the way. No, not at all.
Oh, we can't lose in the finals again. That would be terrible.
I know, I'm just, you know. Yeah, that... Again, veteran leadership. We've made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but the Stanley Cup is like a whole new world of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any players? Spachuk maybe was on the Oilers.
Ludman, I think.
Ludman.
Spachuk's not on the Sabres anymore, Chris.
That's right. Well, when he was on the team, we could have made a cup run, you know.
He left his thoughts here.
Right. Right. So, Ludman played with who?
Ludman, some Canadian team, I don't know.
Right, so, I mean, overall, we don't have a whole lot of veteran leadership going into the Cup Finals if we make it there.
Right. Yeah, but I could see him at least taking a shot at it. It's possible.
Yeah, I could see a shot. I don't know about a win, but a shot, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the standings here. The Sabres are currently second in the standings, which is where they were last time we did the show. So it hasn't moved much, just like the numbers, the point totals have changed.
Right.
4 points behind New Jersey in first, and then a 1 point lead on Washington in third. And then we got 4 points on Pittsburgh, and then we start to really separate. The top four and the bottom four are really separated. We got a 10-point lead on Boston in fifth, and then, you know, and then that's really close. The bottom four can change, but the top four, I think, will stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Montreal are the bottom.
And it's going to be a tight race to see who gets the pretty much seventh and eighth spot, maybe even the sixth spot.
Sixth and fifth, they're all 3 points, fifth through eighth. There's a 3-point difference.
Right, yeah, and so, the teams sitting even on the edge of the playoffs, there's a 3-point difference for the 9th and 10th place teams in Montreal and the Islanders.
Okay, I'm only looking at the top eight here. Yeah, that's pretty much that for the standings. On the injury front, Colette is still out, isn't he?
He is, right, with the leg injury.
Yeah, I think he's the only Sabre injured right now.
I agree with that. He is the only Sabre.
All right. Well, we'll get to the three stars and then the prediction.
All right. Stars over the past two games. I am going to give my third star to Tim Kennedy. He had 2 points over the past two games with a goal against the Maple Leafs. And it just seems like he's been a hard worker all year. He's a rookie for us, and I don't know, he deserved those points, and it's good to see him getting points, I guess.
All right.
My number two star is Ryan Miller with 48 saves against the Maple Leafs. You can't get a whole lot better than that. He comes out with a win. The only way possible would be to get a shutout, but 48 saves is pretty dang good. We're relying on him a lot. And my number one star is Myers with 2 goals and an assist against the Maple Leafs. So he was an MVP in that game. And I'll hand it over to you.
All right. I agree. My third star is Miller.
Okay.
Yeah, he just played one game, so that's why he's third and not, like, higher. But that was a great effort, winning the game. Basically, he won the game because at the end the team stopped playing. Okay. And then second would be Stafford. But he had a goal and an assist in the Colorado game. So I thought that was pretty good. And then first star is Myers. Obviously, like, he's just, like, so ahead of where he should be, you know, for...
Yeah, he really is.
Like, that level.
Should lock him up with a contract.
Yeah, you know, you've seen some crazy contracts, like the DiPietro got a 15-year or something like that, but I think Myers might be worth it.
Right, yeah.
That's about that for that. And then for the prediction-wise, we have a large amount of games to predict. Eight total games till we'll do the show again.
Okay.
Including the whole 7-game road trip and then one game after that. So, the Sabres tonight, play the Thrashers. Obviously these are all away games, and then
in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep. And then the Saturday after that, they play the Islanders. And then the Monday after that, they play the Coyotes. Here comes the West Coast part of it. And then the next day, they play the Ducks, which would be Tuesday. 2 days later, they go to L.A. to play the Kings.
Hollywood, baby.
2 days later, they go to San Jose to play the Sharks. 2 days later...
San Jose, baby.
And then 2 days later, they go to Vancouver to play the Canucks, and then 2 days after that, it's like the playoff schedule every other day.
Yeah, well, you know, got to prepare for the playoffs at some point, as I always say.
Yeah. And then 2 days after that, they come back home to play the doubles. So.
Which is an obvious win. We don't even need to predict that one.
So what do you got?
All right, Thursday, January 14th, tomorrow night, I predict a win over the Thrashers. Then a win in about the worst arena in the NHL, facing off against the Islanders. A win over the... Actually, I'm going to predict a loss over the Coyotes. To the Coyotes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to predict a loss to the Ducks. And then a win over the Kings. A win in a shootout against San Jose. A win against the Canucks. And about a win and a shutout, and Marty Brodeur gets pulled against the Devils.
Alright. I got a win against the Thrashers. Actually, you know what? No, I have a loss against the Thrashers. I think Atlanta's gonna beat us.
Dave.
What? You don't agree?
We wins.
Well, I'm just telling you. I think we're gonna lose the first game. I got a loss against the Thrashers. Win against the Islanders. That's a tough one. Coyotes are pretty good. I'll give them a win against the Coyotes though. Yeah, win against the Devils. Loss to the Kings. Lost to the Sharks. Then we're going to win against the Canucks and win against the Devils. And that's that.
All right, very good.
That's a lot of games.
That is.
Heading to the mailbag, we got one email to read this week, and you guys could email the show whenever you want, saberspodbox@gmail.com. I know Chris wants your questions.
I sure do.
Got an email from John Kay Calhoun again.
Wow.
Asking a question about Myers. He says, do you think with Tyler Myers' youth that he could help lead the Sabres to a Stanley Cup? So his youth is the key factor, I guess, in his question.
Because youth usually leads to Stanley Cup victories.
Because he's young, can he help us win the Stanley Cup?
It's the youth in a team. Young coaches, young players, young the younger you are, the more winning you are able to gain and have.
Well, I guess that's how he feels, because he asked that question.
Yeah, that's how John feels. I could probably bring him in here and have him explain that, but we're not going to do that, because John's actually living with me right now. Well, first of all, John, it's not always youth. You do need some veteran leadership. And second of all, the Sabres cannot make a run to the Stanley Cup on the back of Tyler Myers alone.
Yeah.
One player does not lead a team to the Cup.
No, but he can help.
Yeah, he can definitely help, but
Tyler Myers' youth
isn't going to bring us there.
Right, yeah, his youth isn't going to do it. It's his presence and his playing ability. Yeah, so that pretty much addresses that, and that's about it. I guess later in the next few shows, we'll talk about I don't know, when we get close to the trade deadline, we can talk about that type of stuff.
Right.
Or something like that, but.
And the Olympics coming up.
Oh yeah, we'll have a long break there for the Olympic break. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that just about does it for this show.
Alright, well, that ends our show for this week. Goodbye, Sabres fans and the rest of Buffalo sports fans.
Alright, goodbye, Sabres fans.